Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be Martha Norwalk. .com, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand side of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper right, upper left, and then Listen Online. You will be set to stream the show. And okay, well, let's see. I'm a little more out of breath than I usually am because we had extra company dancing on the love train today, because it wasn't just me and Nathan with all his lasers and sunglasses and all the cool stuff, but we had our guest and author joining us too. So we were having extra fun love training. And gosh, I think there's no reason to fool around other than it's still, well, it's still cloudy out here, and but not raining yet. And we are going to switch gears, and I can't wait to introduce you and get to know the incredible guy we got on the line here. And I just have to chuckle because the author we're about to meet and get to know, Walter Stoffel, is, I think, a pretty remarkable human being. The book we're going to be talking about is his book called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And this is the story of Lance, a black and white border collie. I think the truth be told, that Walter stole to rescue this dog. And the story that's unfolded all around this dog, I mean, the book is so well written, and it is, it's an easy read. It's funny. It's shocking. It's, oh my God. Well, I got to tell you. Well, and let me, before I go into all of this, because there's so many things I want to talk about, let's just get everybody involved. I'm delighted to meet, for the first time, Walter Stoffel. Good morning, Walter, and welcome to Animal World.
Good morning, Martha. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And
could I just interject one thing?
Sure.
I'm just sorry that your listeners weren't able to see me dancing.
Oh, I'm sorry about that too, Walter. But they'll just have to use their imaginations. All right, now let me, okay, before we get serious, I just got to fill you guys in, because I don't know Walter very well, but having read the book, having communicated with him via email, he's got a really remarkable sense of humor. But I'll tell you what, Walter, I think you are nuts. You are one crazy dude. And, you know, I know you've written a remarkable book. And, before I do this, so that people know that, because I think you're an intelligent man. This is what it says about that. Walter Stoffel is a substance abuse counselor and GED teacher in correctional facilities. When not behind bars, he likes to read, travel, work out, and watch bad movies. Major accomplishment: He entered a 26.2-mile marathon following hip replacement surgery and finished dead last. The author currently lives with his wife, Clara, who I swear must be a saint, their dog, Buddy, another rescue, and cat, Winky, yet another rescue. So that just kind of gives you an idea. Anyway, now,
Martha, can I just say I appreciate the compliment calling me nuts?
Well,
I take it as a compliment.
And that's kind of putting it lightly, because what makes me chuckle so much? I don't know, Nathan, you know, when if you go to like horror movies, and there's a commercial runs on TV these days that kind of plays off of this, you know, when you're watching a scary movie, isn't it amazing how, you know, the heroes of the story or the good guys, they always do really stupid stuff, you know? And you know, if you're really into a movie, you're watching the movie and they're getting ready to do something and you're yelling at the movie, don't open the door, don't turn on the light, you know, don't do that, and you're getting all upset. This book stimulates that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm reading this book and Walter's getting ready to do something. It's just like, no, don't do that. And I'm yelling at the book. So I laughed, I cried. It's a great book.
Now, is that scary movie, Martha, or is that Aunt Martha that's yelling at that?
It's Aunt Martha yelling at the book and Walter saying, Walter, no, don't do that. Anyway, I know you're an intelligent man, Walter, but my gosh, did you do some really crazy stuff with this dog?
You were going to say stupid, but I'll accept crazy.
Yeah, well, it's kind of both, I'll tell you. But it makes for a remarkable book and great stories to tell. Now, We're gonna change subjects again before we get back to the book and all of that, because the first thing I want to talk about is that, Walter, you're coming to us from the East Coast, and are you in the Pennsylvania area?
Yes, Northeast Pennsylvania.
Okay, because there's a hurricane back there threatening New York and all of that. So, give us a report. Where are you? Are you safe? What's the weather doing? And what's happening back there right now?
I think we're going to have a rainy day. So far, no real winds of any kind. I think it's heading more into New England.
Okay.
The east end of Long Island and then up to New England. So it's raining out. I have very shaky internet service. I'm keep my fingers crossed. We'll get through this.
All right. So we're thinking good thoughts. And that's, of course, what I was thinking about is that if you were being threatened in that area and if the weather's going south, it could interfere with our reception and so forth. But it sounds like you're being blessed and the storm is going around you, going to miss you and be up further. Have you heard? Has it hit land yet? And I knew it was supposed to hit sometime today. And
I think it's hit land in Connecticut, and now the winds are down to, 60-mile-hour gusts. They were like 75 a little bit, earlier. So I think what they're really looking for is there's going to be a lot of heavy rain. Well, there's going to be power outages in the New England area.
Yeah, that's what they say, that it could be really bad. All right. Well, we will keep paying attention to that. But I'm glad to know that it's skirting around you, and it looks like we'll probably be fine.
If we suddenly go black, Martha, please understand it's not something you said.
Okay. although it could be, I swear. All right. So. Okay. No. So this book about Lance. I mean, the story of Lance actually happened some time ago.
Yes.
Because Lance is no longer in physical form here with us. And it's quite interesting about, you know, the story that you tell about Lance and your life together. It actually spanned a very long time. And the timing of all of this is interesting because, I'll also tell you that Walter has a great gift of patience. because he had to be very patient with me reading this book. Because he sent me the book, and it took me forever to read it. But it wasn't because the book, you know, isn't an easy, you know, read and a wonderful book. It's because, from my perspective, reading it, I'm reading, of course, from the perspective of an animal behavior therapist and trainer that has been working with dogs like this all of my career. I specialize in this kind of stuff. And especially, Walter, you know, in your kind of introductions, and that you talk about, you know, Lance, you know, being so unique and all of this. But from my perspective, it's not unique at all. It's unique in that this story is so dramatic and so intense. And the abuse this dog suffered was so extreme. And then the behavior that you experienced with this dog was so off the charts. And each situation is individual. But for me as a behavior therapist, what might be hard for you to understand is this is normal. This is what I deal with all the time. And so I'm reading this book from the perspective of a behavior therapist and what I know about. And so it was challenging for me to read. And then looking at the timing, it was very interesting. And the reason, and I'm sure the reason, and the listener that we want to give credit to is Aranka. Is that right?
Yes.
Walter, because she's apparently a fan of yours and Lance in the book.
Yes, she is.
And she told you to contact me. Mm-hmm. And so I'm assuming that Aranka has, you know, listened to me in the show long enough to know that this is what I do and that this book would mean something to me and that perhaps I might have something to contribute to what's going on here. And then it occurred to me as I'm reading that Walter and Lance have quite a following, you know, at his story and all of that, and that Walter is so dedicated to wanting to help, you know, rescues and people that, you know, and have dogs like Lance and that sort of thing, that I could see our relationship, Walter, evolving into one of serving more on that level. And depending on how our conversation goes today and where we end up, you know, I've already seen that maybe we're going to need to do a follow-up show related to what coulda, shoulda, would we do with a dog like Lance. Because if we can hook in all of your people that love the book Lance and your story and all of this, we could be instrumental in spreading this word around the country because it's about ready to pop and go mainstream. And so it could be very, very beneficial. So let's go back timing wise. This all went down in Pennsylvania, right?
Yes, two towns.
And you and your wife, what were living in the same neighborhood where that Lance was at?
In 1998, my wife and I moved from Long Island. My daughter moved with her children to Pennsylvania, so we followed. We really didn't know Pennsylvania that well, so we found the town of Mount Bethel. I got a job in Stroudsburg, which PA, which was nearby. So we moved to the town of Mount Bethel. And that's where up the street lived Lance.
And this was a situation where the family that owned Lance had a reputation for not taking care of their dogs. Apparently Lance had been banished to the yard and went on a chain and outside, and it was a pretty horrendously neglectful situation, was it not?
Well, it turned out to be more than just neglectful, but he was one of those famous puppies bought as a Christmas present to get a family to be closer together. then nobody, they didn't bother to interview the family because none of them liked dogs. So he was born in November of 91 and he went outside permanently in January of 92. And they just apparently they put a stake and a short chain and just left this weeks old puppy to sit there. It was a neighbor who walked by that realized what was going on. And she took it upon herself. She got her husband to build a doghouse, but on the owner's property. She would cook soups and stews, but feed the dog on the owner's property. Meantime, the owners had enough. They didn't, you know, could care less.
Right, because it sounded like what he was chained out there, but they didn't take care of him.
No,
they didn't feed him.
I don't know what they thought somebody, if he was going to just wither away at the end of a chain, you know, a very creepy family. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and it is one of those worst of the worst situations where, you know, the dog is out and chained, no cover, no house or security. They didn't feed the dog or provide water, all that sort of thing. And so a neighbor started taking over.
Yep.
And this went on for years. Now, I'm looking at the clock, Walter, and I'm going to pull us back in and keep us somewhat on track here so Nathan doesn't get all upset. We need to take care of advertisers from time to time. So let's go ahead and do that now. And then as soon as when we continue, we'll find out more about the story. And how long did this abuse go on and no feeding, no nothing, and just a neighbor helping out? This went on for a very, very long time before Walter even got involved. And it's really amazing. So stay right where you are. The story continues. Walter Stoffel is my guest. And Lance, A Spirit Unbroken, is the book we're talking about. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What do you want for your pet when it's not getting help for its troubles? Happiness for your pet and yourself. I'm Nels Rasmussen, spiritual healer. I've been helping pets and people to be happy again for over 40 years. You can learn more about me and my work at spiritualpetconnection.com. And you can have a free phone conversation with me by clicking the Contact Us button. Go to spiritualpetconnection.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today and every Sunday morning right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from, and I'm going to mention it now, Nels Rasmussen and his spiritualpetconnection.com. Walter, Nels does some amazing work with animals. He does what's called bioenergetic synchronization technique, which is a light fingers on energetic healing modality, which he can do in person or remotely. And he's one of the most gifted healers I've ever met. And I'm mentioning it now and then to you, Walter, so that you know, Nels can be very helpful to dogs like Lance. that have, you know, extreme and irrational flash aggression type stuff and fear. This work that he does is remarkably effective with them, and he can work anywhere, in person or, like I said, remotely via Zoom or whatever. So just, there's anyone listening that is dealing with serious behavior issues with dogs, this is something that Nels can help with.
Aranka mentioned him to me.
Did she?
I have only one question. Where were you folks back when I needed you?
Well, see, that's the interesting, what we could talk about timing wise, Walter, is that, now I went, of course, you sent me the book, and all I had to do was open the package and look at the book. Because I'm very guided in the work that I do, and I've developed my intuitive senses over the years. But I literally have been doing this all my life, Walter, and professionally as a behavior therapist for more than 50 years. And I specialize in these kind of dogs. And there is an underlying endocrine immune imbalance. We refer to it as Pluckner syndrome because that's the veterinarian that discovered it, so many years ago. He was like 50 years ahead of his time, and he's passed now in the last few years. But this imbalance is very common in mammals, especially in dogs. The estimate for those that know about this imbalance is that 50 to 90% of dogs have a level of this. Hmm. And it underlies most chronic disease and illness and most serious aggression, flash aggression, extreme and irrational fear, that sort of stuff. Now, Dr. Al Pluckner first published his work in the mid 80s, and it crossed my path immediately. But there was no definitive way to diagnose this or treat it. Food and how food affects behavior is a big part of it. So I followed all this work, so I had been working with this information for quite some time. Let's see, when you took over, you see, Lance was born in 1991. And then how old was he when you got involved with his life?
He was 10.
Yeah, see, that's what's amazing. This dog was 10 years old by the time you got involved. He'd lived 10 years on this chain.
After I don't know how long it was, after several months, the neighbor had her husband put a dog house up on the owner's property. So he had a dog house. And the catch was, back then, you were allowed to keep a dog outside in Pennsylvania 24/7 as long as he had some type of shelter and he was getting fed. Mm. So the neighbor, her name was Anna in the book.
Yeah.
She kind of boxed herself into a situation because she wasn't happy with him being out there. But if she took away the doghouse and the food, she knew the owners wouldn't do anything for him anyway. So she just got sucked into this 10 years of cooking food and bringing it to him on his property. But he just remained outside all that time.
Yeah. So if he was 10 years old, you said he was born in 1991.
Right.
And then, so if he was 10 years old by the time you got involved, that's about 2001, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then you got in, we'll talk about how you got involved and all of that, but just to get this time frame and to kind of address that question, where were you when I needed you? things were really starting to get dicey, probably about after a year or so of you getting involved with Lance. And then eventually at some point he actually became your dog, and we'll come back to more of that. But when I was reading the book, then I'm looking at the calendar and thinking about the timing. And right when you first got involved with him is right when this Pluckner information was starting to congeal for us. And it was the fall of 2002 that Plechner wrote the definitive book on this imbalance. And just anybody that's curious, it's called Pets at Risk: From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And the author's Dr. Al Plechner, P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R. That book came out in the fall of 2002 and definitively described this imbalance. Also, for the first time, a specific blood test panel that we could do to diagnose the imbalance. And then there is no cure for it, but there's hormone replacement therapy. So a drug replacement therapy program also came out with a book. Well, wouldn't you know, I was contacted by the authors and ended up being instrumental in helping them get published. And so one of the first copies was on my desk. That was like all the lights went on and everything started to come together for me, Walter, in the next step of learning to help these dogs. So I was what I thought was reading the book. Because of the timing, this about 2003 is really when we got really rolling out here and really started working cases. And so had you been out here close to me, you've been here in Washington State, if you'd heard about me, I could have helped you at that time. Now, I didn't have near the knowledge, the skills, the tools in dealing with these dogs back in 2003 that I do now, almost 10 years later. But we were saving these dogs, and the 15 or so years prior to that, I started specializing in these dogs in the 1980s, Walter. I had a place where I started collecting dogs off a death row. So the killers, the biters, the destructors, that nobody could deal with. I took them in. I had 17 dogs in my house at one time. They had a level of this stuff going on. So we learned methods and techniques to work with these dogs and start to change the behavior and ways to extinguish this flash aggression type stuff. Now, I already knew by the time you were dealing with this and we got to that 2003 stage that you can't correct this out of the dog. You can't train through this. There's a lot of behavior modification and sneak in the back door type stuff that works with these animals, but we could definitely help these dogs back then. And then now that we know how to diagnose this, we know how to do the replacement therapy and have so many other tools involved, these dogs are absolutely retrievable on a lot of levels. Now, what I'm thinking though, Walter, is that I really don't want to spend today talking about all of that in great detail. I would like to spend a day getting to know you and talking about the book and the story of Lance, because I don't want people to miss the incredible experience you had with this dog. And it is the most incredible story of unconditional love and devotion by two incredibly angelic human souls. And that would be Walter and his wife, Clara, right? To devote their lives, and literally they devoted their lives to this dog. And how many years was Lance with you?
Physically with us, 7 years.
So 7 years. And that 7 years were pretty much totally devoted to this dog. And hearing what they went through and the nightmare that they lived with for so long. And then maybe in the second hour, we'll get into more of the actual syndrome and what might have been going on. But I thought what would be really fun, Walter, is that we'll go as far as we can with everything today and get everybody to buy the book and read about Lance and get involved in our project here. But then I thought, well, it might be pretty cool if we scheduled a whole show together again And the focus of that show would be telling Lance's story again, and then kind of doing a what if, had you been here, had we been able to connect, what would we have done to help Lance and start to turn things around? And I'm thinking I could share with you, and we could have a great discussion about the kind of the behavior modification techniques and the things that I've learned that work and don't work with these dogs and all of that. And if you think you could have pulled off some of this stuff and all of that, but it might be for, because there's lots of people out there that are living with a degree of this imbalance in their animals. And the interesting thing is, I'll tell you this, Walter, that it wasn't back in the 2003 time frame. This was more in the maybe 2012 time frame. So maybe, you know, like 9 years ago. When you said, you know, Lance is unique. When I looked at the book and first opened it up and looked at Lance's picture, dogs that have this imbalance, Walter, have an energy and a look to them. And over the years I recognize it, see it. And all I had to do was look at the book because I can see it in Lance's eyes. I would lay all the money I have on the table and bet that he had this imbalance. There's just no question in my mind. Now, but the interesting thing is now, what in the 2012 sort of thing, I ran in to a current version of Lance. This is someone local, very knowledgeable people that had been training dogs in competition for agility and rally and all these things for all of their lives. And they did horses as well. And they had purchased a very well-bred, a border collie, an agility dog. By the time they were referred to me, this particular black and white border collie maybe was a year or two old at this point. By the time they were referred to me, and of course, great genetics, well-bred, got at the appropriate age with really knowledgeable people that practice all the good, positive stuff and know what they're doing raising this dog. This dog, by the time I got called in, the only people that could handle it were the couple that owned the dog. The dog could not be within 75 feet of another human or animal without going ballistically aggressive. Then the dog was such a basket case that they were over the top, and this dog was going to have to die because he was that volatile. I just wanted to tell you that because, see, this dog had none of the history that Lance had. But I'll also tell you that that dog is alive and well today and has titles up the kazoo. Because we were able, because we knew how to diagnose it, we knew how to treat it, and we knew how to work with the dog, that the dog, now he still always has the imbalance because there is no cure. And so he's not a normal dog, but you would never know it to meet him and see all his wonderful career and all of that sort of thing. So these dogs are retrievable. So I suspect what may have gone down with Lance is that he may be like my client's border collie that was actually born with this imbalance. So it would have been a difficult dog to live with no matter what. And then we have these people that don't know what they're doing, don't like dogs to begin with. And you got one that maybe is aggressive to start with, that would make it worse and get him kicked out of the family sooner. And then you amplify that with the years of neglect and abuse. And that's how you ended up where you were. But I'm thinking, and I don't know if you're open to that, that we'll go back to the book now and kind of sideline all the Pluckner stuff and everything that might have been going on. And just, we'll hear Lance's story and get to know you and visit about all of this. See how far we get with all of that. And then maybe we can plan that show down the road where we would actually focus on the imbalance and the type of program that we could put together for Lance now, and then techniques for everybody that might be listening that might have dogs that do this kind of bitey thing. Okay. And how to handle these things. And that way we might be able to spread the word a lot faster. So you think you might be open to doing something like that?
This is the exact, you know, when I started writing, the first thing was for me to do something creative. But along the way, I said, you know what, there's got to be more of a purpose to this. And just let Lance's story get out there just for people to have a heightened awareness of the situation some dogs are in. And one of the most beautiful things I had happen was that I was signing books at a library and a woman came up to me and she said, I read your book and I now have my eye out open for other Lances.
Uh-huh. So yeah. Well, that's what I'm thinking, because you've got Lance and you have such a great following and you have, such a desire to serve and get the word out that I think that's why Aranka was really paying attention to her intuition and connecting the two of us, because I think now we can take it to an even bigger level, because now it's not, you won't have to say anymore, we couldn't do anything, we couldn't save Lance, and in fact now Lance could be Lance could be responsible for saving so many other dogs' lives when people learn what was really underneath all of this. So anyway, I think it's really exciting. So
I'm with you.
Let's go with that plan, that this is only the first of shows that we're going to be doing, and to get Lance's story out there and knowing that the help is now here. So let's stay on track, take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and we're going to go back to Lance, a spirit unbroken, and find out how this all went down. And you as yet have not heard any of these stories. I mean, my guest is nuttier than a fruitcake, folks. This guy is crazy in terms of the stuff that he does. He's a real doesn't think, I don't know, daredevil, but you know, he's an intelligent man, but I'll tell you what, I was yelling at the book. So we'll find out all about that and the stories. You got to stay tuned. More with Walter Stoffel and Lance, a spirit unbroken, straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonix for dogs and cats, and Accutonix from galaxies to cells, planetary science, harmony, and medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonix sound healing system. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp? That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are, winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter, communicator, medium, personal awareness coach. She is available for private readings. You can find her at angelicclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. You know that our premier sound healer of the area, Jude Ponton, is back in business. She's working 2 days a week, Wednesday and Fridays now, so you can see her in person for sound healing and chiropractic, or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give her a call at 206-706-2836.
All right,
talking with my guest, Walter Stoffel. Crazy man who wrote a phenomenal book. Y'all got to read it. It's called Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. If you want to read the definitive story about a Pleckner imbalanced dog that is absolutely off the charts, over the rails, thanks to some very abusive humans, I think, that made this situation so much worse. But then also saved by an incredible human angels in the form of Walter Stoffel and his wife, Clara, an amazing devotion. So Walter, let's go back. We know that, Lance was born in 1991, and you didn't get him until he was 10 years old. So when you said it was 1998 when you moved to Mount Bethel where Lance lived, is that right?
Yes, yes.
All right. And so you probably moved in, and then somehow you knew Anna, who was the neighbor that was aware of the abuse going on with this dog. And she's the one that arranged to build a dog house on the property and would feed him from time to time. And then how did you get involved?
Well, back in 1998, I still had my original hips and I was a long distance runner. So I would run competitively during the weekends, and during the week I'd run through the neighborhood to keep in training. I ran by this house and there was this dog on the short run. He'd come charging at me, you know, get stopped by the run. He was barking, you know, vociferously. And I never really knew if he was interested in me as a friend or a foe. And years earlier, I had read somewhere that you should not trust a dog that's kept outside all the time. Mm-hmm. So it didn't take me long to realize that this dog was kept outside all the time. And eventually he didn't pay any more attention to me because, you know, in hindsight, I guess he figured, well, this guy isn't going to help me either. So okay. 3 years went by and one day I'm walking to my car.
What you just would run, says, you said 3 years of you just running by the dog from time to time
running around. Yes.
And he would run out to the end of his chain barking. And then after a while, he didn't even bark at you anymore. But 3 years of that.
No interest. 3 years of that. I felt bad, you know, but I said, hey, it's not my dog. What can I do? You know, and one day I'm walking to my car and a woman says, you want to adopt a dog? And I said to her, well, not really, but if I did, it'd be the poor dog up the street, the one that's outside. She said, well, that's his dog. She was walking him. I have very bad vision. So I had to, you know, focus in. Okay. And I said, you know what it is? And the first thing I wanted to say was, why in the world do you keep your dog outside all the time? And that's when she explained to me the whole situation, that she was just a neighbor, kind of the foster mother, I guess you would say, of Lance.
And so, thanks to the neighbor Anna that Lance was even continuing to live, because she provided the house, she provided the food, and then she was walking the dog too a little bit.
She couldn't handle him at all. I mean, I could.
So that's why she was asking you. It sounds like
I think she was tired of caretaking for a decade. You know. Mm-hmm. So I just asked her, well, do you think the owners would mind if I walked them? And she pretty much said they could care less what you did. So I decided I'm going to start walking him. Now, I do describe in the book my first meeting with the official owners, very uncomfortable. And right away, now there's something I know, Martha, you would have picked up one, but I didn't. We walked out. I didn't have a leash or anything. Uh-huh. The owner walked out with me to leash the dog. Lance immediately sunk to the ground, head kind of buried between his legs. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is great. A nice submissive dog that's not crazy like he was when he was walking. Uh-huh. I didn't really put two and two, you know, it struck me as odd, and that was it.
But so basically, he was just cowering from his owner.
As they say, hindsight's 100%. Right. But so I took him for the first walk. He was a dynamo. I didn't really know the border collie breed then. I always thought, you know, when I heard collie, I thought Lassie. This dog was 10 going on one.
Yeah, not even close. Yeah.
Smart as a whip, alert. And you know, the interesting thing, Martha, every once in a while, he would look back at me and it was almost like he was sizing me up. Uh-huh. Like, is this guy a friend or a foe? Is this just going to be another passing? Yeah, I mean, I could be reading into things that weren't there, but, you know, it looked like he was analyzing me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm sure he was. Border collies are the Einsteins of the dog world. You know, they're brilliant.
So I took him back, hooked him back on his run, and I got into this feeling of obligation that only a dog lover can really understand. it got to be like, two walks a week, then maybe three walks a week. And, you know, and if I missed a walk, I'd feel guilty. And part of me was saying, hey, this is great. Dog ownership without all the responsibility. I just go up there and walk. Another part of me is saying I should be doing more. And this went on for 6 months.
Okay.
Where I'm walking him from his owner's property. I never spoke to the owner, Mr. Schmidt, again after that, because he kind of made me feel hinky. So I went and bought a leash, and I would just hook Lance up. They never asked me where I was taking him, what I was doing with him. And then we get into, if you want to, we can get into some of my recklessness,
I'm trying to remember timing wise, because you would just go and take Lance for walks for some time before he ever actually became your dog.
Yes.
Did you keep him on leash on those walks all that time? Or did the reckless behavior start before he was your dog? I can't remember.
It manifested fairly early.
Yeah. You read these things, folks, and if you know anything about dogs and all of that, Walter's describing what he's about to do or what he's just done. It's like, OMG, what on earth are you thinking?
Well, Martha, I think, I did put a spoiler alert in the preface. I did say, you know, some of my dog ownership things can be questioned, but I didn't want to change the story, you know, just to make me look better or whatever. I was walking him like a dutiful dog owner. I was walking him on the road on a leash, and I would come back to the property exhausted, and he'd sit there for like 10 minutes and he's ready to go for another walk. I said, hey, I took my car out and I drove the route we were walking, and we were doing 6.9 miles.
Wow.
I just couldn't do it. So I said to myself, let's give this dog a treat. First of all, he's been tethered for a decade. So I took him to, it's a nearby park, Mount Minsky. And I walked him off into the woods, and yes, I let him loose. So
now, can you imagine that, folks? He's got this dog.
I'm having a hard time myself.
He doesn't know. And this is an older border collie that we know is imbalanced, has issues. He doesn't know him well. He's been walking him a lot, but he goes out to the woods and lets the dog loose.
Right. You know what? Dogs, mm-hmm. dogs can't talk, but they can definitely communicate.
Oh, absolutely.
So, he did not take off, but when we came back to the parking lot, I had a serious issue. He did not want to get in the car. So I had to, I tried to get him, nothing. I tried to drive away and he would follow behind me, but every time I put the brakes on, he stopped. So he was keeping a distance. What I finally did is I went out of the car, I sat down on a rock, he came over me and I quickly leashed him up and got him into the car. But he was, if anybody was ever going to tell you they didn't want to go back to a home they didn't like, he was doing it right then and there.
Absolutely. And Walter had to get really creative with ways to control and manage this dog. Now, we are about out of time for our second hour here. So we got to start gearing up to change over the hours. So what we'll do is when we pick up on the other side, start the 11 o'clock hour, we'll find out how Lance becomes Walter and Clara's dog, and then how Walter's foolishness continues, and we'll give you a feeling for his reckless behavior and some of the disasters that he got into, and continue with Lance's incredible life, because even though you just don't even know how abused this dog was. When will you find out what they found out about this dog when he was really checked out? It really is heart-wrenching. So, everybody, we are going to gear up for the love train. We got one more time to dance, to get energized up for the day and for the week. And if you didn't hear me, I didn't say it earlier last hour, but dancing is required. But you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. You can get up on your feet and join the love train with me, because I'm going to be cruising through your home to pick you up. And we're going to be spreading the love all around the world. Remember to mention Afghanistan and Haiti when we're sending the love all over the place when it gets to that point in the song. And I energize up the love train with my yogi energies, or our yogi energization prayer, so we have extra energy for the day and the rest of the week. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. Alrighty, folks, Animal World continues, more with Walter and Lance straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.